This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones.
Welcome to the Alex Jones Show on this Wednesday, March 22nd, 2017. I'm David Knight, your host. Roger Stone is going to be joining us in the next segment with some breaking news, and we have a lot of breaking news that's happening. We have a terror attack in London. Details of this are just emerging. We've had at least 12 pedestrians mowed down on a bridge by a car. Man jumped out, has been wielding a knife. There were shots fired at Westminster. Parliament is on lockdown, so we're waiting to see what happens with this. No identity yet on this. They say more than 10 people are said to have been hit by a car on Westminster Bridge. The source of this is the Daily Mail. They say after a vehicle described as a 4x4 reportedly drove into pedestrians and cyclists, three bodies were visible on the floor outside of Parliament, and the palace was on an immediate lockdown. So it's not clear if those three bodies are in addition to the 10 people that were knocked down on Westminster Bridge, if that was in a if that's all in one area. Nevertheless, a very serious attack in London. I guess we're waiting to get the last name. First name is probably Mohammed, although there are reports that it's an Asian individual, still could be a Muslim. It certainly looks like an Islamic attack with the car, with a knife, etc., as well as not just the gun issue. Another example as well of the failure of gun control, folks. You know, this guy had no trouble getting a gun, but of course they can do a lot of damage with a truck that they've hijacked as well. We also see that there's an article up on the Drudge Report from InfoWars. Did the U.S. military infiltrate North Korean defense networks and take out their latest missile test? This is an interesting story. This missile, of course, blew up on the launching pad, and as one of the articles from The Sun said, Kim Jong-un suffered stage fright. I guess maybe that's first stage flight. That's when it blew up, was in the first stage. maybe we ought to start calling this an unlaunch. Maybe that could be the new metaphor for rockets that blow up on the launch pad or immediately after it. Maybe that could be his legacy. Maybe this guy could have something positive to contribute to society and the world after all. He could give us a new verb, unlaunch a rocket. We have a lot of news that's happening today. We have the Neil Gorsuch hearing that is going to be continuing today, and we have a lot of information from that yesterday, as well as new moves towards impeachment. They're accusing Paul Manafort of working for Putin's government, and he pushed back and said, I worked for Oleg Deripaska almost a decade ago, representing him on business and personal matters in countries where he had investments. My work for Mr. Deripaska did not involve representing Russian political interests. Meanwhile, we see also that Podesta, who they conveniently ignore, has even closer ties. In the call from the Daily Caller article, they point out that Podesta, who was campaign manager for Hillary Clinton the entire time she was running for office, not just for a short period of time, but the entire time, she was also Bill Clinton's White House chief of staff. He first made contact with a Russian firm in 2011. So it's more recent than Paul Manafort's, which was more than a decade ago. The amount that he has involved here is $35 million that is involved, not the $10 million that they're talking about with Paul Manafort. And he has problems in terms of disclosure. He did not disclose when he started working for Barack Obama's White House staff in 2014 as a senior counselor. He did not disclose these investments, these stock holdings that he had in Russia at the time. We've talked about this all along. Now we got Representative Louis Gohmert, who is pulling this out and saying, why aren't you talking about John Podesta's involvement, which is orders of magnitude more than the allegations against Paul Manafort? But of course, they're not going to do that. It's the same thing we see from FBI Director Comey. He's not going to come after Hillary Clinton, remember? Going all the way back to the national security violations. Yes, we have multiple felonies committed, but we're not going to go there. We're not going to investigate that. But don't you try this at home, because we don't have law enforcement that enforces laws without being selective about to potential individuals or to classes of individuals. We're also going to be talking about the Rockville rape and what that tells us about the special protections afforded to foreign citizens who are criminally trespassing. We'll be right back.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Are you living with a growing prostate? Do you pee more often than you used to? Do you wake up to go? Be honest, is there a drop in your romantic life? Problems with a growing prostate don't go away on their own. So you need to call for a free bottle of Super Beta Prostate, the number one non-prescription formula for your prostate. The ingredients are natural. A recent survey of Super Beta Prostate users shows that over 86% of men report waking less frequently to use the bathroom. With Super Beta Prostate, you could have less urge to urinate and an improvement in your romantic life. Try it free. Pay only shipping and handling. Call 1-800-487-7242. Super Beta Prostate is so powerful, you'd have to take 100 saw palmetto capsules to get the same active ingredient in just one Super Beta Prostate tablet. Stop running to the bathroom and call now for your free bottle. Hurry, this free offer won't last. Call 1-800-487-7242. That's 1-800-487-7242.
President Trump is cleaning up Washington, but the media and Barack Obama want to stop him. They've declared total war against him. Now, David Horowitz's big agenda reveals Obama's secret plan to destroy Trump. Rush Limbaugh says you must read Big Agenda. Newsmax calls it the best Trump book yet. Get Big Agenda, a number one bestseller, or check out our free offer. Call 800-NEWSMAX, 800-NEWSMAX, or go online at BigAgenda411.com. That's BigAgenda411.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show on this Wednesday, March 22nd, 2017. I'm David Knight. We're going to be going to Roger Stone. We have breaking news from Roger Stone. Of course, he's at the top of the New York Times, calling him a trickster on Trump's side, saying he is under FBI security. He's going to break down what this is. We're going to go to him in just one moment. But before we do, I want to talk about this developing terror attack in London. We've had an individual who drove a car into pedestrians. At least 10 have been injured. They say 12 were attacked by a 4x4. And then a man got out with a knife, ran into Westminster, stabbed a police officer, and the police shot the man. And I don't know if he is dead or not as far as the information I'm seeing here. But here's the most interesting thing about this so far that has developed. And, of course, that is the way CNN spins this story. Kit Daniels just handed this to me. He put up an article on Infowars.com. CNN downplays this ISIS-style parliament attack. And, of course, this is the MO that we have seen from Muslim terrorists. Car attacks, knife attacks, that is what we've seen from them. They call it a firearms incident. Well, it's not an incident. The police shot the man and stopped the attack. That's what we keep saying about firearms. But they report it as a firearms incident, even though it was a knife attack, a car attack. They call it a firearms incident. We got Roger Stone on the line now. We have, and he's going to tell us what is really behind these sinister attacks against Donald Trump. It's really a spy group in the State Department. Joining us now is Roger Stone. Roger.
David, great to be with you. I was particularly interested in your comments on John Podesta. You know, it's interesting that they want to now hyper-scrutinize Manafort. They don't want to look at Podesta. When I said in August in a tweet, Podesta's time in the barrel will come, meaning his shady business practices in the Eastern European part of the world would come under greater scrutiny. I was referring, interestingly, to a long memo I had gotten from Dr. Jerry Corsi, now heading your Washington Bureau, some of the best investigative stuff that I have seen about the inherent corruption of John and Tony. He urged me to look into some issues there. I published my own article in October. There's a whole spate of alternative conservative media stories that I'm referring to. Notice I didn't say hashtag WikiLeaks. So the idea that Stone knew in advance about the hacking of Podesta's email is a damnable lie. And you've got some chick out today in a David Brock-funded bot saying, Stone's alibi destroyed. No, it's not destroyed. Give me a chance to testify in open hearing for the House or Senate Intelligence Committee, and I will put to the lie to this Russian myth. But more importantly, David, we do have now the pieces coming together. You'll recall last time I was on with Alex, I talked about the slow-motion coup. Many Americans may not have been paying attention. Back in, I think it was 2017, when Obama quietly authorized in a national defense authorization bill, essentially the Bureau of Fake News, meaning the Ministry of Truth. This is step one for to suppress a coup. We have to silence the alternative voices, meaning any voice but the deep state and the government.
Yeah.
We see this in the attack on InfoWars. We see this on the attack on Stone Cold Truth. We see this in the attack on Breitbart. We see this in the games that are being played at Google and Facebook to rig our logarithms to deny us our free speech rights. It's ironic that the left, who talks so much about free speech in the First Amendment, now offers censorship Stalin style as their prescription. But it is all happening now. They are attacking Ron Paul as an agent of the Kremlin.
Yes.
John McCain attacked the patriotism of another senator. This is a blatant violation of the Senate rules. He should be censured for that.
And that should have been a jump the shark moment. I think as you're talking about how they're censoring InfoWars and Breitbart and the press that is not friendly to the administration, they're using bots to shut people down. And yet what they do is they say, you're using bots to get your information out. So they accuse us of doing what we know that they're doing. It's amazing how they are selective about this. Isn't it?
If you go on Twitter, the torrent of hate directed at Alex Jones, directed at Roger Stone, directed at Steve Bannon, it's just vile. It's all paid for. It's all agit prop. It's all the same. I mean, this guy Brock is just a con man. He gets $30 million from dumb rich donors. He pockets most of it. He pays very little in taxes. There's a complaint filed there. And he has these bots constantly attacking the supporters of Donald Trump. And he lost. With the giant financial advantage he had, he lost. Now I guess he has conned some new fat, rich sucker liberal donors in his plan to impeach the president. That will never happen.
You know, I think it's very interesting when we go back and you mentioned John and Tony, and that's the two brothers, the Podesta brothers, both of them lobbyists, very well connected, a lot of connections to Russia. But, of course, they suppress that information. When we look at this report that came out today from the Daily Caller,
right.
This is Louis Gohmert from Texas calling this out. It was actually a state-run company that was founded by Vladimir Putin, Rusnano,
that was involved. Here.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's Bill and Hillary and the Podestas who are making millions off the clique around Putin. So
yes.
Let's accuse Trump, who has never met Putin, crossed paths with him in some dressing room, but have never actually met. Let's blame him of being in Putin's pocket. It's almost Kafkaesque, but it's also textbook for the Alinsky school. Attack your opponent for exactly what you are doing. Let me point out that the Ministry of Truth, as they call it, this censorship board, was actually put forward by Senator Rob Portman of Ohio. He is a wholly owned subsidiary of the Bush family.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, his breath smells like George W.'s derriere.
Yeah, we have to understand that when they created this...
He's a stooge for the deep state and the defense contractors. If you look at his campaign contributions, he's owned by the defense contractors and those who make millions on war. He pushed this secret plan through Congress, and now from a war room, the Justice Department, the State Department, other intelligence agencies have begun the crackdown. Alex Jones must be silenced. Roger Stone must be silenced. They're having conniption fits about the fact that Tucker Carlson's on Fox. They'd like to figure out some way to shut him down.
Yeah, anybody who pushes against the neocon military-industrial establishment's agenda who exposes information, they have to be shut down. As you pointed out, the connection to Rob Portman, it's the GOP that largely helped to pass this and put it into the NDAA. And so this is something that is that's bipartisan. It's the establishment, the military-industrial complex of both parties that are now coming after our free speech, attacking entire news organizations, saying that we're guilty by alleged association. They're alleging association. They're not even saying you're guilty because you're associated. They're saying alleging this association and saying we need to take them down.
No, David, that is exactly right. They can't compete in the marketplace of ideas, and therefore they have to go full totalitarian. You have to be silenced. It is absolutely outrageous, but it's happening before our very eyes. It is really why I keep telling people, in all honesty, you know, if you want to buy my book, please do it through InfoWars, because they need the money for this fight. This is going to be a horrific fight. They intend to try to silence Alex Jones. I have at least four media questions from reporters wanting me to comment on the fact that Jones has been working with the Russians and that the Russians are taking his material by prearrangement and paying for its mass distribution by bots.
Yeah.
These calls are from fake news sites.
Yeah, and this is something that's being thrown out there shamefully by the FBI director himself. And when you look at the double standard and the fact that he's not going to enforce laws against Hillary Clinton when she creates multiple felonies, but he tells people at that time, don't you try this. That should have been the point at which this guy loses his job and or goes to jail. If law enforcement is not going to enforce the laws against certain individuals or certain classes of people, as we see with the sanctuary city sheriffs like we've got here in Austin, if they're going to do that, they're not law enforcement. They ought to be removed from office and or jailed. And when we look at what you're talking about here, Roger, we've got the Daily Cause, of course, on the hard left, reporting on this, saying the FBI is investigating Breitbart and InfoWars for possible Russian collusion. Then they report what the FBI said, and then they say one imagines that the timing of their articles would have been important for this plan to work. So assuming that there's a plan, assuming that there were bots promoting this, make all those assumptions as if they're fact, and then say, well, now we can make this assumption that they had to be coordinating this with the Russians in order for this to work. That's the way that they're rolling this. But we can see with the double standard that this is purely political. These are not investigations, they're allegations. It's not prosecutions, it's persecutions.
Well, not only that, it's very interesting. You have Congressman Adam Schiff of California, a junior league Joe McCarthy, attacking myself and others for, alleged collusion, but that's not stopping him from having a fundraiser with a known Ukrainian arms dealer, Pasternak.
That's right, and he's pushing that BuzzFeed, he's pushing that discredited BuzzFeed dossier. We'll be right back with Roger Stone. Stay with us.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid, mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Many books have been written regarding the law of attraction, but what if all these books are missing the most important information we can use when it comes to activating this law in our lives? The new book, It's Time to Align, the most powerful self-help book ever written by Alan Lottinger, takes a look at how the law of attraction really works and how it is being suppressed in our lives. Learn how to overcome this manipulation and how to experience alignment with the creative power of the universe. Get the new book, It's Time to Align, available at Amazon.com.
Are you concerned about your prostate? Do you pee more often than you used to? Do you wake up to go? Be honest, is there a drop in your romantic life? These problems may not just go away, so you need to call for a free bottle of Super Beta Prostate, the number one non-prescription formula for your prostate. The ingredients are naturally sourced. With Super Beta Prostate, you'll have less urges to urinate, less waking at night, and an improvement in your romantic life, guaranteed. Try it free. Pay only shipping and handling. Call 1-800-319-4062. Super Beta Prostate is so powerful, you'd have to take 100 saw palmetto capsules to get the same active ingredients in just one Super Beta Prostate tablet. Stop running to the bathroom and call us now for your free bottle. Hurry, this free offer won't last. Call 1-800-319-4062. That's 1-800-319-4062. 1-800-319-4062.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.
When it comes to the success of your small business, you make every dollar count. So what could you do with $10? It may not sound like a lot of money, but it's enough to turn 500 strangers into 500 connections. All it takes is the right business card. Go to Vistaprint.com today, and you'll get 500 high-quality custom business cards for only $9.99. You heard right, 500 business cards for $9.99. That's less than 2 cents per card. But don't let the price fool you. Vistaprint uses only carefully selected inks and paper stocks, so you're satisfaction is absolutely guaranteed every time for any reason. You'll find dozens of designs that are just right for your business at Vistaprint, and you can add your logo and contact information with just a few clicks. It's never been easier to turn strangers into connections. Just visit Vistaprint and start today, because this offer won't last forever. Get your 500 business cards for just $9.99 at Vistaprint.com. Use promo code 1414 at checkout. That's Vistaprint.com, promo code 1414.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, your host. Alex will be joining us later in the show. We were just talking to Roger Stone. I want to go back and underscore some of the information that was also released about Podesta. You will not hear this from the mainstream media or from the FBI. They will not talk about Podesta and the Clinton campaign's connections to Vladimir Putin, which are far more direct than anything that has been alleged about Paul Manafort. But, of course, everybody today is talking about Paul Manafort. Before we do, I just want to remind you that we have Super Blue Fluoride Toothpaste. That's a way you can support this operation and support your dental health. Quite frankly, and I just saw Alex's father in the hall yesterday, I was telling him that's the best toothpaste I've ever used. It freshens your mouth and keeps it fresh longer than anything else. And one of the reasons for that is it gets rid of the bacteria that's there. It's got nano silver, it's got iodine, it's got peppermint oil. It's a great toothpaste. It's been out of stock. They've had some packaging issues with it, and it's been sold out for quite some time, but now we've gotten another shipment in. And I just wanted to read this to you from the site because this is one person they were talking about, a different product, Winter Sun Vitamin D. They said, I love this. I have it on auto ship because I get so mad for not reordering sooner. And that's what's happened to me with the toothpaste. I love the toothpaste, but my wife and I ran out of it, and we've been waiting for this to come back in stock. We're not on auto ship. I should be. If you get on auto ship, you save 10% on your orders, and if your order is more than $50, you get your shipping for free. So we have the toothpaste now back in stock. We also have 30 to 40% off InfoWars Select Storable Food at InfoWarsStore.com. And again, that's for a limited time only. You can help to support this operation. It's very important because, you know, we were talking just a couple of weeks ago about how Google's surrogate company was banning our ads for things like toothpaste. There's nothing political about our toothpaste ads. We don't say anything in them. We have a separate site for InfoWars Store, for InfoWars Life. All it has are these products, these supplements, these things like toothpaste and storable food. And that's all that's in our ads. And they said, no, you're political. We're not going to serve your ads. Now they're going the other way around. If you have a website and you're trying to get ad revenue because you want to serve ads on your site. Basically, you can make your site available and people will then serve those ads. So they're taking the other direction now, and Google is shutting that down. And why are they doing it? It's because people like HSBC said, well, we think that there are some sites that we don't really approve of, and we want you to shut down that. Hold that thought there for a moment. HSBC, which is cited in the article as being by the Wall Street Journal, as being the source of concern for saying we don't want to have controversial ads out there. HSBC has been convicted multiple times by the federal government for money laundering. And reports that were done by the Rolling Stone, perhaps they are too controversial, they revealed that they were laundering money for drug cartels, for terrorist organizations, as a matter of fact, Sinaloa cartel. The cartel that's run by El Chapo. Remember all the talk about El Chapo and how he escaped from prison and so forth? Well, they didn't do a lot of talk about his money laundering operations, did they? Or the fact that HSBC had set up their own private window for the Sinaloa cartel to launder their money. They had their own private window. They were convicted once. They were put on probation. They continue. We talked to a whistleblower who said, yeah, I came in after the first conviction. They added some more people. And they were really not trying to vet this at all. They purposely brought in people that didn't know anything about it. According to his testimony and others, they had put things in the search terms that they were looking for that would indicate that money was being laundered to known individuals or organizations. They would put spaces or periods in there. So it wasn't even obvious to many of the people that they had been altered, deliberately keeping them from getting a flag. And so then they were caught a second time doing this. And now these people, HSBC, are telling Google, you know, we don't want you to serve, we don't want you to allow certain websites that are too controversial. We don't want you to let them get any ad revenue from serving ads from other people. So they're coming in both directions, trying to shut everything down. So we appreciate your support. You've stuck by us, and we try to offer you the very best products. And I tell you what, that toothpaste is the best toothpaste I've used. But let's go back to this attack on InfoWars that is being done by the FBI. It is going to be coming from the Ministry of Truth. We talked about this long and hard when it happened back in December when they snuck this again into the National Defense Authorization Act, the NDAA. That's where they put indefinite detention by the military without trial, without accusation. Remember, they slipped that in 2012. Obama, there was a lot of controversy about that at the time when people first learned of it. Obama said, I'm not going to sign that. And then on midnight, New Year's Eve, he signs it quietly. He says, oh, don't worry, I'm not going to enforce it. This is the way the tyranny is rolling out, this kind of deception. And so when we come back, I want to repeat what we said at the very top of the hour, because a lot of people don't get the news broadcast. I want to hit these points about what's going on with Podesta. And I want to talk about the double standard in terms of enforcing the law for immigrants, not just for the politically connected Democrats like Podesta and Hillary Clinton. This is what we have in this country. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves. Home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Are you putting your money into an IRA, pension, or 401k? Then I hope you're prepared to lose 30, 40, 50% or more of your retirement savings. Because it's not a question of if the market crashes again. It's a question of when. It's going to happen. Did you know there is a way you can protect and grow your wealth safely and predictably every single year? The people using this approach didn't lose a penny when the market crashed in 2000 or 2008, and they won't lose a penny in the next crash. In fact, their money will continue to grow safely year in and year out, even when stocks, real estate, and other investments tumble. A free report detailing this savings program is now available. This free report shows how you can get guaranteed growth, safety, and wealth-building power without risking your retirement in the Wall Street casino. This is the best way to have a 100% secure retirement. It far outperforms any IRA or 401k. To get this free report, visit bankonyourself.com. That's bankonyourself.com. Bankonyourself.com.
Don't become dependent on the medical system. Get and stay healthy naturally with Extendivite. Metals in the liver cause peroxides to get dumped into the bloodstream. Peroxides do more damage than free radicals to the arteries, and the LDL has no protection from peroxides, causing the LDL to get stuck in the arteries, creating a potential blockage. Extendivite slowly chelates the metals away from the liver so it can dispose of what was meant to be a harmless process, peroxide. Extendivite's seven herbs has a job to strengthen the organs and circulatory highway. Can you afford a heart attack? Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the Infowars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Answer to, I think, Ms. Spears' question, that there are other RTs operating in the U.S. Can you describe them, list them?
Sure, thank you. So you have RT, you have Sputnik, you have Rupley, and then I think you have them feeding other entities. InfoWars comes to mind, where those are echo chambers.
Dr. Comey, are you aware that Roger Stone played a role in the Trump campaign?
I'm not going to talk about any particular person here today, Mr. Schiff.
This bizarre circular thing happening where the president cites a theory that he was wiretapped, which developed on the kind of fringe right-wing media. And then after his tweet storm, InfoWars then started saying, well, look, it was the New York Times that reported it, citing our story, misreading our story. And now, a few weeks later, the White House and the president are citing InfoWars.
Are you aware that Mr. Stone also stated publicly that he was in direct communication with Julian Assange and WikiLeaks?
Same answer.
We're going to start shutting Alex Jones and others down, and we're going to sue them, and we're going to have the Justice Department come after them. And get this, folks, if they can shut us down, you're next.
You know, I think it's really important as we sit here that we explain this to the American people in a way that they can understand it.
We are at war with Russia.
So would you say that Russia engaged in hybrid warfare in its effort to undermine our democratic process and engage in our electoral process? Director Comey?
They engaged in a multifaceted campaign of active measures to undermine our democracy and hurt one of the candidates and hope to help one of the other candidates.
I actually think that their engagement was an act of war.
You said we were attacked by Russia. That's not a small thing.
Yes.
An attack doesn't just invite a counterattack. It demands one, else you reveal your fundamental weakness and get attacked again.
Never in the history of our elections has a country attacked us the way that Russia has.
I think before government officials change our foreign policy and declare war against a sovereign country, as you are attempting to do, we citizens have a right to know on what basis you're doing that.
If there is objection, and I note the senator from Kentucky on the floor, I will say before I read this, if there is objection, you are achieving the objectives of Vladimir Putin. You're achieving the objectives of trying to dismember this small country that has already been the subject of attempted coup. If they object, they are now carrying out the desires and ambitions of Vladimir Putin, and I do not say that lightly.
Senator from Kentucky.
I object.
Objection is heard.
The senator from Kentucky is now working for Vladimir Putin.
You're carrying water for the Kremlin.
You're not carrying water for the Kremlin. Look, you're a sitting member of Congress on the Intel Committee, and you can't say they hacked.
You're going to have to move your shoulder to RT Russian television because
you know what?
This
that's
is perfect.
Just so beneath your office because it's so dumb and you're being duplicitous. I'm asking you, did they hack Podesta's emails? And you can't say it.
Personal insults like that, Tucker.
You just said I was carrying. Oh, you said I was carrying water for Putin.
Russian scum. Our battleships weren't sunk and our towers didn't collapse a la 2011. But make no mistake, 2016 is a year that we should mark on our calendars. And it's still going on. The attack didn't end on Election Day.
Donald John Trump, a man who, to borrow a phrase from another December long ago, will live in infamy.
If we discover that Donald Trump or his advocates played a role in helping to devise strategy, if they're the ones who came up with crooked Hillary, if they're the ones who came up with she's ill, something's wrong with her energy, and the way that he basically, you know, described her in the campaign, I think that is something that would put the question squarely on the table whether or not he should be impeached.
Okay, we just heard Maxine Waters, and she said if those Russians created that idea that Hillary was sick, and that's she's doing that. If you're not watching this, if you're listening to it on the radio, we've got the video B-roll that somebody, fortunately standing there with an iPhone, saw Hillary Clinton collapsing on that 9/11 day, and they had to grab her by the arms and drag her into the car. You know, nobody created that. People recorded that. They recorded the reality of what's going on, and I guess when we see Maxine Waters tweeting out, get ready for impeachment, the news is that Maxine Waters can spell impeachment. This is a lady who doesn't know the difference between Korea and Crimea. You know, Vladimir Putin invaded Korea, according to her, not Crimea, and she's even wrong about the Crimea thing. But look, this would be funny if it wasn't so serious. And when we look at Adam Schiff, and he was in the Comey Hill presentation, again, pushing this absurd BuzzFeed dossier. And BuzzFeed was attacked by everybody, even the Hillary Clinton supporters, the press that was pushing Hillary Clinton and attacking Donald Trump. The Never Trump press attacked BuzzFeed for putting that out. And BuzzFeed never did any further articles on it. They've been sued by a Russian company that they named. And they explained it as, well, you know, it was just a rumor. We don't necessarily believe it, but we just thought even if it wasn't true, even if we hadn't vetted it, that our responsibility as a journalist was to put this out there. That's the absurdity of where we are. And, of course, you heard Matt Armstrong saying that InfoWars is with Russia. You heard the New York Times in that clip saying they took our headline that Trump is being wiretapped. Shame on InfoWars. They cited our own headline, and now Trump is citing our headline. So that's the absurdity of this. You know, folks, what we've got here, you want a Russian connection? Let me give you an FBI Russian connection. The real Russian connection is between James Comey and Joseph Stalin. Joseph Stalin said, bring me the man, I'll find the crime. And that's the way the FBI is operating right now. When you go back and you look at the duplicitous nature of these so-called investigations that the FBI is doing and the fact that they don't investigate known crimes, we know that somebody illegally leaked the information about Michael Flynn. Why aren't they investigating it? Well, they won't say. Why aren't they investigating the Clinton Foundation? Can't comment on that. The only thing that they'll investigate on is allegations that there are connections somehow with Trump. And now they are investigating InfoWars, Breitbart, RT, saying, well, we think that maybe they had something to do with the timing of these Russian bots that were putting out articles. Not even establishing the fact that there were articles that were being promoted by bots. They're trying to put this out there as if you didn't retweet this. If you're retweeting InfoWars articles, if you're reading that, no, you're not doing that. It's a Russian bot that's doing that. Our audience, you, those of you who are listening right now, we don't have anybody listening to us. It's simply Vladimir Putin and his Russian bots listening to us. That's the narrative that they want to put out there, attacking us, saying that we're using bots when, in fact, they're using bots the night before they started this attack. I had a guy contact me on Twitter who puts a lot of our information out. And I know this guy. I know his name. I know he's not a bot. And he sends this information to me, sends screenshots showing that he has been shut down on Facebook. Why? Because he shared a video that some teenager had done about Thomas Jefferson attacking the Barbary pirates. And they put, Jefferson goes to war against Islam because they were Islamic and they were enslaving people and they were attacking ships that belonged to America as well as to European countries. Most of the European countries wanted to just pay them tribute. Jefferson said, we're not going to pay them tribute. We're not going to pay them blackmail. We're going to shut them down. So that's part of the Marine hymn. From the halls of Montezuma to the shores of Tripoli. That's what that's talking about. But of course, if you talk about actual history and you use Islam as part of it, their bots will ban you. So they use bots to control, to censor the narrative, and yet they say, we had bots that were pushing our narrative, and therefore, according to Daily Call, there must have been a coordination between us and them, according to Daily Cause. That's the way this all works. But when you look at Comey, and you look at what he did, and we've talked about this many times, the fact that he would say, we know that there were multiple felony violations of national security by Hillary Clinton. But don't you try this. That is outrageous. The man should be removed. He should be removed at this point for having said that, for having done that. And they went on to attack people before and after Hillary Clinton. Of course, we've talked to Thomas Drake, who's one of the NSA whistleblowers. It was the Obama administration that attacked more whistleblowers and journalists than all the other administrations for the last 100 years on the basis of a 1917 law. It was the Obama administration that attacked them more than all the other administrations combined. They went after the NSA whistleblowers, tried to put them in jail, specifically Thomas Drake, creating information to try to frame him. And yet, and after this, we saw also the individual who took a couple of pictures inside a submarine. They said, well, that would have been known to be confidential information, so we're going to send you to jail for a couple of years. And yet Hillary Clinton can leak out information with her careless disregard and flaunting the rules of national security of information that is not only top secret but above top secret, and she gets away with it because of James Comey. When you have selective law enforcement, you don't have law enforcement. What you have is corruption. What you have is Stalin. We say we're not going to prosecute some individuals, but we will allege and imply that other people are criminals, and we will look at them with a microscope to try to find something on them. That is Stalin-esque. And what we have now is a politicized police state. We don't have law enforcement. And I'm going to step back for a moment from this whole Russian narrative and give you a different example. This is the Rockville rape. And we look at what's going on with this Rockville rape, and I want to play a clip Jack Posobiec got of a woman who identified herself as a former Bleeding Heart liberal. She was very concerned about what she heard at the school hearings where they were talking about what was going on there. Let's play that clip from her, and I'm going to tell you what they're doing there that is exactly the same thing that we're seeing now with the selective prosecution, I would say persecution, by the FBI. Let's play that clip of what this lady says about the Rockville rape.
We find it very unsatisfying ourselves. You know. Now I changed my position. I was against money. I thought the public school should get all the dollars. Now I'm thinking maybe people should be able to take their money and go to school wherever they want, because this changed my mind about a lot of my attitudes. You know, as a former Bleeding Heart liberal, a lot of it. So, yeah, I feel differently now.
Wow.
Yeah.
So she's that fed up with the school administration that she says, well, maybe we ought to be able to create different schools on our own. Well, that's not really the problem. The problem goes back to the border, to the immigration issues. And as WND reported, sanctuary policies have led to this brutal bathroom rape of a 14-year-old schoolgirl. And if you don't know the story, it came out that this 14-year-old girl was brutally raped by an 18 and a 17-year-old, we're told. We don't know, because we don't know anything about these individuals, because they just self-immigrated into our country. These are foreign citizens who are criminally trespassing in our country. But because they are foreign citizens criminally trespassing, known as undocumented immigrants by the Democrats, they get a free pass on certain things, especially in sanctuary cities. What they did was they anally, orally, and vaginally raped this young 14-year-old girl in the restroom. And, of course, they're saying that one of them is 18 years old and from Guatemala. Another one is 17 years old and from El Salvador. They were wanted by Immigration and Customs Enforcement, by ICE. And yet, it's a sanctuary city, sanctuary area in Montgomery. As a matter of fact, in Montgomery, as WND points out, it's not just the Montgomery County, but Maryland itself gives in-state tuition to illegal alien college students. And its legislature is considering a bill that would declare Maryland the country's first sanctuary state. Not just a county, not just a city, but the entire state. They're going to give them in-state tuition preference over even Americans who want to go to college in Maryland. Montgomery County is already a sanctuary county. They denied 63 ICE requests to turn over illegal alien criminals last year, reports Fox News. They should have been deported, but they were in there as freshmen. They're like ninth graders. So they're in there with 14, 15-year-old kids, even though they are reportedly 17 or 18 years old. But we don't know how old they are. These kids could be 20. They could be 25. Who knows? We don't know who these people are. We're not allowed to ask. If you ask, you're racist. So we have created this whole class of people who are protected, just like Hillary Clinton and John Podesta are protected by the FBI. We now have so-called law enforcement in these sanctuary cities, counties, now presumably a state, that protect these criminally trespassing foreign citizens. And there was an article over the weekend from the Washington Post, behind the rise in seemingly chaotic MS-13 violence, a structured hierarchy. In other words, these people with MS-13, they have a structured hierarchy just like the mafia does. What would you do with a prosecutor? What would you do with a sheriff or a police chief who said, well, we're not going to do anything with the mafia? Wouldn't you put them in jail along with the mafia? You should. You should remove them from office and put them in the jail where they belong. But, of course, they're going to allow these criminal gangs to continue. And as they point out in this Washington Post story, and this is all in Maryland, where they want to make it a sanctuary state. They said a 34-year-old was lured into the woods in suburban Maryland, where assailants armed with knives had already dug his grave. A 22-year-old, also taken into a wooded area, was ordered to his knees, shot in the face. An 18-year-old, ambushed near a stream, was stabbed and stoned as he crawled into the water and died under the bridge of the Capitol Beltway. And oh, by the way, if you want to say this is racist, a lot of these people, most of these people, are Hispanic, because these are disputes and competitions within the gang and against other gangs that are happening there. They say the shocking slayings 18 months ago signaled a resurgence in Montgomery County, the same county where they had these two older kids, 4 or 5 years older than the other kids in their class, if they're telling the truth about their age, brutally raped this girl, gang raped her. But these slayings that I just told you happened in the same county. They were also done by MS-13. They say now the federal government is starting to look at racketeering cases against these people. Let's protect the borders. See, the sanctuary city stuff and the illegal immigration stuff, as they report further on in the article from the Washington Post, MS-13 was formed in the 1980s in Los Angeles by El Salvadoran immigrants, foreign citizens, criminally trespassing in the United States. They said, we want to create a gang. Ostensibly, they take their side. Well, they're being picked on by other gangs. So they create a gang for protection, and then they went back to El Salvador. Whether or not that is true, this is a multinational gang that is going throughout the United States. It is not just a presence in Montgomery County, not just a presence in Maryland. There are also massive gang activity on Long Island, New York, where my wife grew up. A lot of the cities that she knew are now being overrun by MS-13. But in L.A., in California, where this began, we see that the immigrant rights groups wanted to block the lists of gang members from the Trump administration after Donald Trump won the election. He said, the first thing we're going to do is get rid of the criminals, the gangs. That's what we really want to get rid of. And they're killing everyone that, without regard to your background or your race or your nationality or whatever. They're killing everyone, so we want to get rid of them. Well, the immigrant rights groups in California said, no, we don't want him to get those gang lists. We don't even want the MS-13 gang members deported. See, that is the special protection that is being given to people. And here in Travis County, in Austin, Texas, our sheriff said, we're not going to turn over to ICE sexual offenders. Same thing that happened in Maryland. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Ron Paul. I am a former congressman, physician, and presidential candidate. The world is in turmoil. Things like Ebola, earthquakes, wars, and famines are commonplace. As Americans, we are largely sheltered from these events. However, in parts of the world, just having enough food is a huge problem. For some of us, there is the nagging thought that we may not always have it so good. So we keep some food on hand just in case. My family and I have found a product that helps us do this better. It's a home freeze dryer from Harvest Right. With it, we eat healthier and store a little more food. We freeze dry everything we love to eat, and it lasts up to 25 years. Who knows what the future will bring? One thing's certain, my family and I will always have food on the table. To learn more, go to HarvestRight.com or call 800-763-5999. That's HarvestRight.com or 800-763-5999.
Are you putting your money into an IRA, pension, or 401k? Then I hope you're prepared to lose 30, 40, 50% or more of your retirement savings. Because it's not a question of if the market crashes again. It's a question of when. It's going to happen. Did you know there is a way you can protect and grow your wealth safely and predictably every single year? The people using this approach didn't lose a penny when the market crashed in 2000 or 2008, and they won't lose a penny in the next crash. In fact, their money will continue to grow safely year in and year out, even when stocks, real estate, and other investments tumble. A free report detailing this savings program is now available. This free report shows how you can get guaranteed growth, safety, and wealth-building power without risking your retirement in the Wall Street casino. This is the best way to have a 100% secure retirement. It far outperforms any IRA or 401k. To get this free report, visit bankonyourself.com. That's bankonyourself.com. Bankonyourself.com.
Is your child's school not lining up with your family values? Consider Freedom Project Academy, a fully accredited Judeo-Christian live online school for kindergarten through high school. Freedom Project Academy provides live online classes, 24/7 access to recordings, assignments, grades, and even tutoring. Take a look at Freedom Project Academy online and request your free information packet today. Freedom Project Academy, a Judeo-Christian online school.
Are you prepared to bug out? Infidel Body Armor and an Army Ranger have produced a high-speed DVD and book to show you how to drive in combat, patrol, and how to survive in combat. Skills you'll need when it hits the fan. Go to DrivenDVD.com. DrivenDVD.com.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level. That's advertise.gcnlive.com.
Thank you.
to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight. We're going to go back and take another look at this push by the AP, by the mainstream media, against Paul Manafort, which is directly an attack on Donald Trump. And we're going to look at how they have completely ignored what John and Tony Podesta have done. Completely ignored it. And the way that they're implying this about Paul Manafort, that he had a plan to benefit Putin and his government. Okay, we're going to dissect that here in just a moment. But before we do, it's very important that you stay in contact with us. As we were talking about before, they're accusing InfoWars and Breitbart of, we didn't get traction until Russian bots started pushing our stories out there. They're the ones who are using bots to suppress information from us. So they accuse us of using bots to get our information out. It's exactly the opposite. That's what they do. Just as they created this organization as part of the NDAA, they said we're going to counter disinformation and propaganda. No, they're going to create disinformation propaganda, just as the Patriot Act was unpatriotic and an attack on the Bill of Rights. They always call it exactly the opposite of what it is. They always accuse you of doing what they're doing, of their MO, and ignore the crimes of Hillary Clinton, the crimes of John Podesta. So you need to stay in contact with us. You need to stay in contact with Truth Media. We have a newsletter. It is a free newsletter. And in that newsletter, we'll also give you specials. Today, in today's newsletter, only in the newsletter you'll see it, but I'm going to tell you about this right now as a sample of what you'll find in that newsletter. Not only the information that we can get directly to you that's not going to be censored by Twitter, not going to be censored by Facebook, but also we have specials like the Republic Defense Force T-shirt. 50% off today. So each day there'll be little specials there. But most importantly, you will stay in contact, direct contact with us. It's a free newsletter that you can pick up at InfoWars. Make sure you sign up for that at InfoWars.com/newsletter. InfoWars.com/newsletter is where you can sign up for that free newsletter. Also, I just want to remind you again, Super Blue Fluoride Free Toothpaste is now back in stock after having been sold out. You can get my supply of that. And of course, it's very important, not just as a great mouth freshener for your toothpaste, but it's also a mouth freshener because it gets rid of bacteria. And bacteria is a very important thing. It's not just going to rot your teeth, but it also has an effect on your cardiac health. It's very important, and there's been proven links that show that your oral health is tied to issues of heart attacks, blood clots, and other issues. So this has in it, in this toothpaste, you'll have peppermint oil, iodine, nano silver. There aren't any other toothpastes that I know that have nano silver and iodine in them, or even peppermint oil. There might be some natural toothpastes that have peppermint oil, but they don't put nano silver in. That's what gets rid of the harmful bacteria in your face, and your mouth that endangers your health throughout the rest of your body. All right, I want to get back to this Podesta story that is coming out, and I'm calling it the Podesta story because that's really the dog that hasn't barked. That's what the mainstream media will not cover. First of all, we've got AP coming out and saying Manafort had a plan. No, this is something that happened 10 years ago. It had no bearing on this relationship, on this election here. But he had a plan to benefit the Putin government. Well, as he pointed out, the person that he worked with was a Russian billionaire. They say, according to AP and CNN, that he had close ties to Putin. But it wasn't a company that was owned or founded by Putin. It wasn't owned by the Russian government like the company that John Podesta worked with. John Podesta worked with a company called Rosnano. It was a state-run. It's Russian-run. It's run by the Russian government. That's who he was a lobbyist for. And it wasn't 10 years ago. It was 5 years ago that John Podesta and his brother were working at it. It was a company that was founded by Vladimir Putin. And they won't talk about that. Do you understand the double standard that's going on here? Do you understand that this information that AP is running with was put out by a Ukrainian lawmaker? Do you think the Ukrainians are trying to hack our election? Are they trying to depose our president? Are they interfering in our country? Think about that. We'll be right back.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Are you living with a growing prostate? Do you pee more often than you?